दैत्यानां देहनाशाय भक्तानामभयाय च धारयन्त्यायुधानीत्थम् देवानां च हिताय वै. दिस् वर्स् वी आल्रेडि सीन्. इत्थम् आयुधानि धारयन्ति. Devi is holding weapons in this manner. For what? Daityanam dehanashaya. For destroying the bodies of devas. Bhaktanam abhayaya. For the protection of devotees. Devanam hitaya. For the welfare of devas. Okay, the purpose of Devi holding the weapons is made clearly mentioned here in the 15th verse. Namaste stu maharaudre mahaghora parakrame mahabale mahotsahe mahabhayavinashini. Calling Devi by different names, we say, we offer salutations unto Devi. Okay. And I said, actually the prayer for protection is called Kavacham. Kavacham means shield, wherein the prayer for protection is presented. And the 17th verse onwards, actually, prayer for protection begins. And first we ask for protection from adversities from in all directions. We saw Prachi means east. Agneya. Prachi east. Agneyi means southeast. Dakshina is south, Nairuti southwest, Pratichi west, Vayavi northwest, Udichi north, Aishani northeast, Urdhvam above, Adastan adaha below. So 10 quarters. Which you have already seen this, not new. Okay. I'm just reading the ones. Trahi mam devi dushprekshe. Shatrunam bhayavadhini prachyam rakshatu mamaindri agneyam agni devata dakshinevatu varahi nairatyam khadgadharini pratichyam varuni rakshet vayavyam rgavahini Udichyam patu kaumari Aishanyam shuladharini Urdhvam brahmani me rakshet Adhastad vaishnavi tatha Evam dashadisho rakshet Chamunda shavavahana Jayame chagratav patu Vijaya patu prishthataha. Is new one.
Yeah.
Now, evam dasha dishaha rakshet chamunda shavavahana. So, one of the names of Devi is Chamunda. Like Chandi, Chamunda is another name. And shavavahana is an adjective. And here, so Devi Chamunda, Shavahana, may she protect in this manner, in all 10 directions, Dasha Dishaha Rakshet, 10 directions. Now we are asking, Agrataha. See, Agrataha is an indicable word. Agrataha means Purataha, in front. Prishtataha, back. You need protection in your from the back, protection in the front also. And who should protect you in the front? May Agrataha. Cha and May Agrataha Jayapatu. Now you say, instead of saying Rakshet, you're changing the verb Patu. Let Devi, who is known as Jaya, protect me in the front. In front. Then, Vijaya Patu Prishtataha. May Devi, who is known as Vijaya, protect me in the back. Prishtam means back. Your back is called Prishtam. Prishtataha to my back.
Purataha
also. No. Purataha, front.
Front.
Agrataha, Purataha mean the same. So you ask for Agrataha, Purataha in front. Prishtataha in back. Jaya me chagratah patu. Jaya me cha. The cha is on the cha means and. Agrataha patu. Vijaya prishtataha patu. Patu is imperative verb, third person singular imperative. Patu, let her protect. Let Jaya protect me in front. Let Vijaya protect me in rear. Jaya me chagratah patu. Vijaya patu prishtataha. Now, Vama Parshvam. Parshvam means side. Vama Parshvam, left side. Dakshina Parshvam, right side. Okay? See, Dakshina Dasha, southern direction. But Dakshina Parshvam, right side. Vama Parshvam, left side. And here, the names are given. Ajita, Aparajita. First, we saw the names of Devi as Jaya, Vijaya. Jaya means she who is ever victorious. Vijaya also, she who alone is absolutely victorious. Now we are getting two different names of Devi. Ajita, Aparajita. Ajita also undefeated. Jita is a participle. Note, Jita is a participle which means defeated. Ajita means undefeated, participle, past passive participle. But to make it visargaha, it becomes an adjective. Ajitaha, undefeated he. Ajita, undefeated she. Is it clear? Okay. Similarly, parajita means, parajita, defeated. Aparajita, same meaning. Aparajita, she who is not conquerable. Aparajita, same. Ajita, Aparajita, same meaning. She who is conquered is Parajita. She who is not conquered is Aparajita. So, unconquerable. Then, know the names first, four names. Ajita, Aparajita, no, third name, Udyotini. Another name of Devi is Udyotini. Udyotini. See, Dyotayati means illumines. Remember that verb Dyotayati? Okay. Now, Dyotini, she who illumines. Udyotini, she who is all illumining. For her to be illumining, she must be highly luminous. She who is highly effulgent and luminous, that by she who illumines. Udyotini. Third name. Fourth name. Uma. Fourth name is Uma. With the four names, Devi has to do four different things. You ask him for protection, a four different protection. Look at this. Ajita, may Ajita protect me? On the left side. May Aparajita protect me? On the left, right side. Then, Udyotini Rakshet, Shikham. Shikha means a tuft. You know, Shikha means tuft. It replaces hair also. Then Uma, Murdhani, head, on the head. Murdhan means head. So Murdha means head, okay? Murdhani on the head, locative case. Ajita Vama Parshetu. Ajita Vama Parshetu. Dakshine Chaparajita. Dakshine Chaparajita. Ajita Vama Parshetu. Dakshine Chaparajita. Shikham Udyotini Rakshet. Shikham Udyotini Rakshet. Uma Murdhani Vyavasthita. Can you hear me clearly? I'm breaking the words. Ajita Vama Parshvetu. You see, when you chant after me, okay. Ajita Vama Parshvetu. Ajita Vama Parshvetu. Dakshine Chaparajita. Dakshine Chaparajita. Shikham Udyotini Rakshet.
Shikham Udyotini Rakshet.
Uma Murdhani Vyavasthita.
Uma Murdhani Vyavasthita.
Rakshet plus Uma Rakshet Duma. It's okay? Clear? See, cha aparajita. Cha aparajita, cha aparajita. In these verses, tu, cha sometimes are used more to adjust the meter. Ajita vama parshvetu. Remember the word parshvam. Parshvam means side. Vama Parshvam, left side. Dakshina Parshvam, right side. Vama Parshve, locative case, okay? In the left. On the left side. Locative case. Dakshine, on the right side. Then Shikham. There's no side here, Shikham. May Udyotini, all effulgent, all shining, Devi, protect my tuft. Uma Murdhani Vyavasthita, remaining on the head, may she protect on the head. Who Uma? Is it clear? See now, you one by one will be going now. Now first start with the head. until now your protection outside, external protection. Now you're asking protection. Now you're coming closer, isn't it? Now first start with the head. Murdhani. I said Murdhan Nakaranta Shabdaha. In nominative, Murdha. Head. But locative case, Murdhani. On the head, may Uma protect me. Vyavasthita. Murdhani Vyavasthita Uma Rakshet. Residing on the head, may Uma protect my head. Next. After head, what is that first? Forehead. Head. Now you come to the body. We moved on from directions to the physical body. Is it clear? Now first head Uma, now going to forehead. Mala, forehead, listen now. See lalatam, lalatam or lalataha means forehead. Then bruhu means eyebrow. We had two brews, no? So bruvau. Bruvau is a dual, eyebrows. Then, bruvoho madhyam, the middle part, in between two eyebrows. Then, nasika, nose. See how we are going to one by one. Head, forehead, eyebrows, the middle part in between eyebrows, then nose. Okay? All these are covering in one verse. The head has gone the previous verse. Verse number 22. In verse number 22, you pray for the protection of forehead, lalataha, two eyebrows, then the part in between the eyebrows, then nose. You pray for the protection of four aspects. What are they? Now names also. Know the names now. Maladhari. She who is endowed with the garland is called Maladhari. Maladhari, name of Devi. Yashasvini, she who has fame. Yashas means fame. Famous, she is called Yashasvini. Then, Trinetra. You have to write the name separately, part separately. Which Devi? Devi with which name protects which part? Remember, okay? Trinetra. Third name. Trinetra, three-eyed. Trini netrani yasyaha sa trinetra, three-eyed. Fourth name, Yamaghanta. If the name is Yamaghanta. Yamaghanta. Maladhari lalate cha. Maladhari lalate cha. Bhruvau rakshedyashasvini. Bhruvau rakshedyashasvini. Bhruvau rakshedyashasvini. Trinetra cha bhruvor madhye. Trinetra cha bhruvor madhye. Yamaghanta cha nasike. Yamaghanta cha nasike. Maladhari lalate cha. Maladhari lalate cha. Bhruvo rakshedyashasvini. Rakshedyashasvini. Trinetra cha bhruvor madhye.
Trinetra cha bhruvor madhye.
Yamaghanta cha nasike. So lalataha, then lalate, locative case. Bruvau. Okay, two eyebrows. Again, locative case. Bruvau. Okay. Now, bruvoho madhye, in between the two eyebrows. May Trinetra protect me in between my eyebrows. May Yashaswini protect my two eyebrows. May Maladhari protect my forehead. May Yamaghanta protect my nose. Nasike is locative case.
This is Yamaghanta.
Name of Devi. See, Yamaghanta, just the name. Now next, verse number 23. Here also, you have to know which are the names, parts, and which are the names. Now, so head, forehead, eyebrows, in between eyebrows, nose. You have seen already. What are they? Murdha, lalataha, no, bruvau, then bruvamadhyam, nasika. Now next, chakshushu, see now, chakshushoho madhye. Chakshush means eye. In between the eyes. Chakshushoho madhye. Okay. In between two eyes. Then, Shrotrayoho dwarau. Shrotrayoho dwarau. In between the eyes. Then, Shrotrayoho dwarau. Then the holes in the ears. Dwaram means entrance, hole. Shrotrayoh means the holes in both the ears. May Devi protect in between two eyes. May Devi protect the two holes in two ears. Shrotram means ear. Dwaram means entrance or hole. And Shrotrasya Dwaram, hole of the ear. Shrotrayoho Dwaram, means what? Dware, the holes of two ears. Dwarau, Dwaraha Dwarau. Shrotrayoho Dwarau, two holes of both ears. Then, Kapolau. See, Kapolaha means cheek. Kapolaha, one cheek. Kapolau, two cheeks. Dual. Karnamoolam means Karnamoolam, the ear, where the ear joins the cheek. Karnamoolam, where actually the ear joins the cheek. Karnamoolam. This is Karnam, Karnamoolam. Is it clear now? How we are taking one by one. We are still in the face only now. So, in between two eyes, two holes of two ears, two cheeks, and the place where the ears join the cheek. Called Karnamoolam. Four factors. Got it? Now, what are four names of Devi? Shankhini. Shankhini, Devi's name. Then, Dwaravasini. Dwaravasini. Then Kalika. Then Shankari. Four names. Shankhini, Dwaravasini, Kalika, Shankari. Shankari. Now, Devi, in which form should protect which? Shankhini. See, Shankhini means Shankha. Shankaha means conch. Shankhini means she who is endowed with the conch. She who possesses the conch is Shankhini. So may Devi Shankhini protect in between the eyes. May Dwaravasini, Dwaravasini, she who resides at the entrance. She who resides at the entrance. Dwaravasini. Dware vasati iti dwaravasini. She who resides at the entrance. Dwaravasini. So may Dwaravasini protect the holes of both the ears. See how carefully. It is called dhyanam, okay? Now you are helped. It's called guided meditation. You have to pay all your attention only on these two parts. You are taken, it's called guided meditation. You are taken step by step. So, Dwaravasini, may Devi, who resides at the entrance, who is known as Dwaravasini, protect the holes of both the ears. Next. Kapolau Kalika Rakshet. May Kalika Devi. In fact, Kalika means, Kalaha means time. She who is in the home of time factor. Protect my, both my cheeks. Kapolaha means cheek. Kapolo rakshet. Not kapala. Kapolaha. Then, may Shankari protect my, protect where the ears join the cheeks. Karnamulam. Karnamulam. Okay. Let us see now. Shankhini, 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 the K. Shankhini, Chakshushor Madhye. Shankhini, Chakshushor Madhye. Shankhini, Chakshushor Madhye. Shrotrayor Dwaravasini. Shrotrayor Dwaravasini. Kapolau Kalika Rakshet. Kapolau Kalika Rakshet. You must note, sometimes the ling rupam, the potential mood verb is used. Sometimes imperative is used. Okay? Anyway, may she protect, let her protect the same many. Anyway, you ask for protection. Kapolau Kalika Rakshet. Karnamule Tu Shankari. You all recite after me. You all recite after me. The recording. Karnamule Tu Shankari. Karnamule Tu Shankari. Kapolau Kalika Rakshet. Kapolau Kalika Rakshet. Karnamule Tu Shankari. Karnamule Tu Shankari. Okay. Earlier, we asked for protection of நாசிக்கா, நாசிக்கம் மீன் நோஸ், பட் நவ் நாசிக்காயாம், நாசிக்கா அகெயின் ஆசைப்பட்ட நாசிக்கா, வாட் இஸ் டூ நாஸ்டில்ஸ் இன்சைடு, நோ தி நோஸ் ஹியர், த நோஸ் இன்சைட் தி டூ நாஸ்டில்ஸ். நவ் நாசிக்கா, நாசிக்கா மீன்ஸ் நோஸ், நாசிக்கா ஹியர் ஸ்பெசிஃபிக்லி ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபார் நாஸ்டில்ஸ். And also one more thing, we have the difference. Nasikam means the sound caused through the nose is also called nasikam. Mm. So may the sound caused in the nose, may they protect that. Now we say nasika, the nose, implying nostrils, both nostrils. Nasika, nose, implies with the two nostrils. And then, Oshtaha, Nasika, nose, Nasikam, the sound happening through the nose. Okay? And the Nasika, nose, but nose with the two nostrils. The nose with two nostrils. Nasika. Now, Oshtaha. Oshtaha. Please write down. You will not forget otherwise. You must write every word. Oshtaha. Oshtaha means lip. Oshtaha lip. And what is dual? Oshtau. Isn't it? Dual. But here, Oshtaha, we have what now? See, look at this. Low, upper lip, lower lip. We have two Oshtams, Oshtavs, no? Oshtav. Upper lip is called Uttara Oshtaha. Uttara Oshtaha, upper lip. Adhara Oshtaha, lower lip. See how careful you are praying to Devi. Uttara Oshtaha, upper lip. Adhara Oshtaha, lower lip. Adharoshtaha, Uttaroshtaha. Nasika with nostrils, nose with nostrils, two nostrils. Then Uttara Oshtaha, Adhara Oshtaha. Is it clear? Then, jihwa, tongue. Four factors now. Nasika, uttaravoshtaha, adharavoshtaha, jihwa. We are still in phase. Four aspects. And what are the names of Devi? Sugandha. Sugandha, Charchika, Charchika, Amrita Kala, Saraswati, four names, Sugandha, Charchika, Amrita Kala, Saraswati, beautiful. Carefully see every small thing is we say one by one. Because we are learning, we are slow. Once you know the meanings, as you are chanting, the whole attention must be placed in that part and you see, they ask Devi to protect that part. Nasikayam sugandhacha.
Nasikayam sugandhacha
uttaroshthe cha charchika.
Uttaroshthe cha charchika.
Uttaroshthe cha charchika.
अधरे चामृत कला अधरे चामृत कला
अधरे चामृत कला
जिह्वायाञ्च सरस्वती
जिह्वायाञ्च
सरस्वती जिह्वायाञ्च सरस्वती
जिह्वायाञ्च सरस्वती.
So, nasikayam, locative case. Uttar oshte, locative case. Adhare, adhara oshte. So, adhare. Oshta is not mentioned. Adhar oshtaha, adhar oshte is adhare. Jihvayam, again locative case. So, may Devi Sugandha, Sugandha, she who is of sweet fragrance. Sugandha, she who is of sweet fragrance, protect my nostrils, protect my nose. Locative case, in the nostrils. Charchika, Charchika, she who is of the taste, protect my upper lip. Amrita Kala, Amritam means nectar. Kala means a drop. She who is in the form of nectar, protect my lower lip. So, Amrita Kala. We can simply say, may Devi, who is known as Amrita Kala, protect my lower lip. May Charchika, protect my upper lip. May Sugandha, protect my nostrils. May Saraswati, protect my tongue. Just know the names and parts now. So we're still in the face. Nasikayam Sugandha. See, it's philosophical significant. The names I'll tell later. Now understand which Devi in which, with which name protect which part. Nasikayam Sugandha cha Uttaroshthe cha Charchika. अधरे चामृत कला जिह्वायाञ्च सरस्वती. You have specifically prayed for the protection of your tongue. Specifically prayed for your protection of your upper lip, lower lip, two nostrils. We move on to the next verse. Verse number 25. Now, tongue we have come. Next is what? Teeth. Dantaha, one tooth. Dantaha, teeth. So in verse number 25, you pray for the protection of the teeth first. Dantaha, dantaha, teeth. But dantan, objective plural. Dantan. Dantaha. Then kantadeshaha. Kantadeshaha means part, this area of the neck. Kantadeshaha. Kantadeshaha. Then ghantika. Ghantika. Ula. Then talukam, ghantika, then talukam. Talukam means palate. Talukam. Talukam, palate. See, palate. This is called palate. Talukam palate. Then, see, inside a small, on the back of the tongue, a small tongue like flesh, no hangs. It's called uvula. That's called chitra ganti. That's called gantika. So, teeth, kantadeshaha, gantika, then talukam.
What's gantika coming to?
Gantika, a small uvula.
It's the uvula in the throat. The uvula. It's the uvula that hangs down in the back of the throat. That curves down from the back of the throat.
See how carefully every part is mentioned. You're taken one by, first you start with the head and what all parts you have to cover. In between eyes, holes of the ear, 2 ears, nostrils, the sound of the sound associated with the nose. We'll quick this part so that I can go to the chandi soon. Dantan Rakshatuk. Now Devi's names. Kaumari. Chandika. Chitraghanta. Mahamaya. Dantaha Kaumari. Kantadeshaha Chandika. Chitraghantika Chitraghanta. Talukam Mahamaya. Actually, Taluke. Locative of Talukam. Dantan Rakshatu Kaumari. Dantan Rakshatu Kaumari. Kanthadeshe tu Chandika. Deshe tu Chandika. Ghantikam Chitra Ghanta cha. Kam chitra ghanta cha mahamaya cha taluke maya cha taluke. Now next
is what he have covered so much. Teeth, the tongue, uvula, then we saw even the palate. Now, chibukam. No, chin. First we said cheek, now chin. This chin is called chibukam. Chibukam means chin. Then, vacham. Vachaha means speech. Vachaha, organ of speech, actually. You can say vacham, speech or organ of speech. Griva. Griva neck. So, the throat inside the neck is kantaha. The outer part of the neck is what? Griva. Throat and neck. Is it? Kantaha means inner part of the neck is called kantaha, which is throat. Griva, outer part of the neck. Griva, neck. Now, Prishtavamshaha. So, Chibukam, Vachaha, Griva. Then, Prishtavamshaha. See, Prishtham means back. Prishta Vamshaha, spinal cord. Backbone. Prishtham means back. Prishta Vamshaha means spinal cord. Backbone. Chivukam, neuter gender, neuter noun. Vachaha. Or you can say walk. Walk means speech. But vacham, objective case. Griva. Prishtavamshaha. I'm giving the nominative forms, okay? Chibukam, walk, Griva, Prishtavamshaha. Is it clear? Now, objective form is what? Chibukam, same, Vacham, but Grivayam, locative. Prishtavamshaha, again, locative. Better know the nominative forms. Chibukam, walk, Griva, Prishtavamshaha. Sometimes objective case is used, sometimes locative case is used. Now, what are the names of devis here? Kamakshi. You must make it long. Kamakshi. Sarvamangala. Bhadrakali. Dhanurdhari. So we say, Kamakshi Chibukam Raksheth. Raksheth becomes Raksheth because Sandhi. Kamakshi Chibukam Raksheth. Vacham Me Sarvamangala. Kamakshi Chibukam Raksheth. Vacham me sarvamangala, grivayam bhadrakali cha, prishthavam shedhanuddhari, kamakshi chibukam raksheed, vacham me sarvamangala, grivayam bhadrakali cha, Prishthavam Shedhanuddhari. Next. Bahishkantaha. Bahihi means outside. Kantaha. Bahishkantaha. So throat, neck. Now, external part of the neck, outer part of the neck. Bahishkantaha. Then nalika. See, nalika literally means pipe. Nalika means pipe. But here, throat pipe. Nalika. Then shoulder is called skandaha. Skandaha means one shoulder. Skandhau, two shoulders, both shoulders. Then bahuhu, one arm. Bahu, two arms. Two shoulders, two arms. Then throat pipe and outer part of the throat. Devi's names. Neelagriva. Nalakubari. Khadgini. Vajradharini. Four names. Neelagriva. Nalakubari. Khadgini, Vajradharini. See, the throat, outer part of the throat, then neck. Then throat pipe, then two shoulders, then two arms, bahuhu. Neelagriva bahishkanthe, lagriva bahishkanthe. Nalikam nalakubari, nalikam nalakubari, skandhayo khadgine rakshed, skandhayo khadgine rakshed, bahume vajradharini, bahume vajradharini, nelagriva bahishkanthe, Griva bahishkanthe nalikam nalakubari nalakubari skandhayo khadgine rakshet skandhayo khadgine rakshet bahume vajradharini vajradharini Neelagriva, she who is of blue neck, that's the Neelagriva. So this is the names Neelagriva, Nalakubari, Khadgini, Vajradharini. Khadgaha means sword. Khadgini, she who has the sword. Vajram means thunderbolt. Vajram also means diamond. Vajradharini, she who has thunderbolt. Neelagriva bahishkanthe nalikam nalakubari skandhayo khadgine rakshed bahume vajradharini. Now what you should do, the part of the body and the devi, the respective name of the devi, both in nominative, nice to for you to write. Next. Now you come to
Swamini, what's Nalakubari?
Nalakubari and goddess of songs. She who is of songs. That's the meaning. Some names I have to explain to you. Because it's also the stories. That's why I didn't tell you much, many. Some names are associated with the stories. And I had to tell you a story to why Devi is given that name. Okay? Badrakali, Kamakshi, Saramangala, Dhanurdhari. Anyway, I'll explain to you again. But now you know the parts and the Devi's names. Now, Hastaha, hand. Hastaha, hand. And two hands, hastau. Then, anguli, finger. Anguli, finger. Angulyaha, fingers. So hastau, two hands, angulyaha, many fingers, then nakaha, nails, kukshi means abdomen, Kukshi means abdomen. Okay. Are the names of Devi? Dandini. You have to know the parts are, parts of the body are mentioned either in locative case or in objective case. Dandini, one name. Ambika, another name. Third name. Shuleshwari. Shuleshwari. Then Kuleshwari. Dandini, Ambika, Shuleshwari, Kuleshwari. Four names. What are the parts? Hands, fingers, nails, and abdomen. Hands, dual. Angulyaha, fingers, plural. Nakam, objective plural. Kuksha again, locative singular. Kukshi. Kukshi means abdomen. Okay. Hastayor dandini rakshed. Hastayor dandini rakshed. Ambika changuli shucha. Ambika changuli shucha. Nakhan. See? Nakhan. Objective plural. Nak black balan. Nakhan. Shuleshwari rakshed. But when Sandhi happens, Nakhan Chuleshwari. Nakhan Chuleshwari Rakshet. Nakhan Chuleshwari Rakshet. Nakhan Chuleshwari Rakshet. Nakhan Chuleshwari Rakshet. Kukshau Rakshet Kuleshwari. Kukshau Rakshet Kuleshwari. What is Kukshau? Okay. What is it? What form of it? Locative. Locative of Kukshi. I said Kukshi is what? Abdomen. Kukshau Rakshet Kuleshwari. Hastayor dandini rakshed ambika changuli shucha. Nakhan chuleshwari rakshed kukshau rakshed kuleshwari. Now we come to hands, fingers, nails. We ask for protection for even abdomen. Now 29th. Stanaha, singular. Stanau, dual. Breasts. Two breasts. Stanau. Then, manaha, mind. Hridayam, heart. Abba, everybody has to pray for heart. Heart attack, isn't it? Heart failure, all problems come. So, hridayam, heart, physical heart, okay. Manaha, mind. Udaram, stomach. Udaram, stomach. Hridayam, heart. So, neuter nouns, singular. Manaha, as a neuter noun. Mind. Stano, dual form of stanaha. All, huh? No. Masculine. Stanau, two. Now, names of Devi. Mahadevi. Mahadevi. She who is of great effulgence. And then Shoka Vinashini, destroyer of sorrow. Shoka Vinashini, Mahadevi, then Lalita Devi. She is beautiful, that's the meaning. Lalita Devi. Devi who is of pleasant form, pleasing form, Lalita Devi. Then Shuladharini, she who is endowed with Shula, pike. So, Mahadevi, Shokavinashini, Lalita Devi, Shuladharini. So may Devis of these four names protect four different parts of me. What are they? Stanau Rakshen Mahadevi. See, Rakshet Mahadevi. Takara followed by a nasal sound. Nasal. Replaced by corresponding nasal. Rakshet Mahadevi comes Rakshen Mahadevi. Stanau Rakshen Mahadevi. Stanau Rakshen Mahadevi. Manashoka Vinashini. Manashoka Vinashini. Manashoka Vinashini. Manashoka Vinashini. Hridaye Lalita Devi. Hridaye Lalita Devi, Udare Shuladharini, Udare Shuladharini, Stanau Rakshen Mahadevi, Stanau Rakshen Mahadevi, Manashoka Vinashini,
Manashoka Vinashini.
Hridaye Lalita Devi, Hridaye Lalita Devi, Udare Shuladharini, Udare Shuladharini. So may Mahadevi protect my breast, may this Shokavinashini protect my mind, may Lalita Devi protect my heart, may Shuladharini protect my stomach. Good prayer, isn't it? Then, next one. Nabhihi. Shula means pike. Nabhihi. Nabhihi, navel. Nabhihi. Nabo locative. Nabhihi. Ikaranta shabda. Nabhihi, navel. Then guhyam. Guhyam itself means, literally means secret. So here, part of the body is a private part. Secret part is guhyam. Then medhram. Penis. Then gude. Gudam actually. Anus. May they protect all these parts. So what are the names of Devi? Kamini, Guhyeshwari, Putana Kamika. Two names. Then Mahishavahini. See, here, see how you by doing this, asking for protection, what happens? You are given the knowledge that all these parts are known to you already. You can always ask for the protection of something which is known to you, isn't it? You cannot ask protection something unknown to you. So already they all known to you means what? The knower of these parts is you. The knower is you. So as knower of these parts, you are different from the known parts. Isn't it? It's also you are helped. The different way of helping you see, you the knower of these parts are different from these known parts, which form part of you. So, Kamini, Guheshwari, Putana Kamika, then Mahishavahini. The names sometimes are long, and then those names are associated with some stories. I tell you again, but now know the parts. Nabhau cha Kamini Rakshet. Abhau cha Kamini Rakshet. Guhyam Guheshwari Tatha. Guhyam Guheshwari Tatha. Putana Kamika Medham. Putana Kamika Medham. Bude Mahishavahini. Bude Mahishavahini. Next. Hip. What is hip in Sanskritam? Kati. Katihi. Katihi, hip. Katihi, hip. Then, Janu is a neuter noun. Janu, ukaranda, but neuter. Kati, feminine. Kati, hip, and then Janu, knee, your knee, knee pain, knee pain, knee pain, all 50 plus say knee pain. So, Janu, one Janu means one knee, Janu knee, two knees, dual. Then, Jangha, Jangha, shank, which you all know already. Do you remember the Jangha you learnt in the class? Jangha, do you remember you learnt in the class? You don't remember? How come you don't remember? Okay. Jangha means one shank. Janghe, both shanks. Apart below your knees, two knees. Jangha, two shanks, therefore Jangha. Jangha shank. Only three are mentioned in this. Okay. Names of Devi. Oh, missing? Don't worry, we'll send you that. See, Bhagavati. Bhagavati. Second name. Vindhyavasini. Vindhyavasini. Third name. Okay, two names are given here. Mahabala Sarvakama Pradayini. Mahabala Sarvakama Pradayini. Two names. So may Bhagavati protect the hips, both hips. May Vindhyavasini protect two knees, both the knees. May Sarvakama Pradayini Mahabala protect two shanks. So, Bhagavati, you know the meaning of the word Bhagavan. No, you know what is Bhaga. One who is ended with Bhaga is Bhagavan, masculine. Bhagavati, feminine. This is not any chapter. This is Devi Kavacham. See, during the class, please don't be messaging each to each other. Then we will be distracted. So, you know the meaning of the word Bhagavati. Now, Vindhyavasini. Vindhya is the name of a mountain. So, Vindhyavasini, she who resides in the mountain called Vindhya Mountain. Mahabala, she who is of great strength. Mahatbalam yasyaha. She who is of great strength. Then, Sarva Kama Pradayini, bestower of all desired ends, bestower of all desired objects. So, Katyam Bhagavati Raksheja. Rakshet Januni, Rakshet Januni. What happened? Takara note. Sandhi, you know? Rakshet Januni, Rakshet Januni. Katyam Bhagavati, Rakshet Januni, Vindhyamasini. Jange Mahabala, Rakshet Sarvakama Pradayini. Si pradadati iti pradayini, bestower. Pradatri pradayini means bestower. The unique bestower is pradayini. Katyam Bhagavati rakshe januni vindhyavasini. Jange Mahabala Rakshet Sarvakama Pradayini. Next. Now hip katihi januni to januni. Jangha jange. Singer, do you know? Only three parts here. Next. Gulpaha. Gulpaha, one ankle. Gulpau, both ankles. Gulpayoho, locative dual. Possessive dual is a gulpayoho. Gulpaha, better know gulpau. Then, padaprishtam. Padaha means a foot. Pada prishtam means top of the both feet. Pada prishtam, see this part. Padam, pada prishtam. Not back, pada prishtam means top of the feet. Pada prishtam. But 2 feet, no? Pada prishtam, one top of the foot. Pada prishte, tops of both feet. Pada prishthe. So, pada prishtham. Okay, so, gulpaha, ankle. Pada prishtham, top of the foot. Then, toes. Pada anguli. Hasta anguli, fingers. Pada anguli, toes. See, in Sanskritam, we don't say fingers in Sanskrit, English, isn't it? So, pada anguli, toes, hasta anguli, fingers. So, pada anguli, pada anguli, pada angulyaha, toes. only three. So two ankles, two tops of 2 feet, then toes. Names of the Devi, Narasimhi. Narasimhi. Taijasi. Then Pada Adhastala Vasini. Pada Adhastala Vasini. Pada Adhastala Vasini. Pada Adhastala Vasini. So Pada. Pada, foot, but you already mentioned now, Pada, Pushtam is mentioned. Your Pada should be taken as sole of the foot. So, Gulpaha, Pada Pushtam, Pada Angulihi, then Padaha. Sole. So, Adhastala Vasini. Adhastala Vasini. Narasimhi, Taijasi, then Shrihi, not Shrihi, Shrihi, then Adhastala Vasini. What are the four parts here? Gulpaha or Gulpau, dual, Pada Prishtam, Padangulihi, Padangulyaha, then Padaha. Padaha literally means foot. Here, if you take it as soul. See, Pada Prishtam, Padaha. And who, names are Devi, Narasimhi, Taijasi, Shrihi, Adhastala Vasini. Got it? Four names.
Gulpayor narasimhi cha pada prushthe tu taijasi pada prushthe tu taijasi padanguli shu shri rakshet padanguli shu shri rakshet Padadasthalavasini, Padadasthalavasini.
See, the Pada Prishtam, we also say heel. Two versions are there. Anyway.
Gulpayor narasimhi cha. Gulpayor narasimhi cha pada prishthe tu taijasi pada prishthe tu taijasi padangulishu shri rakshet padangulishu shri rakshet padadasthalavasini Padadasthala Vasini.
See, there are two ways of taking it. Note carefully. Pada Adaha. Padasya Padayoho Adaha. Means what? Padadaha. Padadaha means soul. Padasya adaha, padoho adaha, padadaha, soul. Then Devi is becoming what of? Talavasini. So padadaha, talavasini rakshet. What is the name of Devi? Talavasini. Adastalavasini. So, padadaha means sole of the foot. Then Devi Talavasini. Padanguli Shri Padavasini. So now we have seen ankles, foot, top and low. And toes. Next. Nakhan Damsh. This time?
6 minutes.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, stop here. Anyway, this Kavacham will finish soon. Yeah, we'll finish soon, Kavacham. What I'll do next class, I'll give you, I want to understand one thing. Sometimes the parts of the body are given in locative case, mentioned in locative case. But it's an objective case. And if some parts are in plural word, some are in dual, one singular also. Isn't it? Sometimes because we have nabau, locative, but singular, because nabi is only one navel. That is hastayoho. No? Then angulyaha, anguli issue, because locative plural. Angulyaha, the fingers are many. So you have to see where, why it is given, because you ask, may they protect in that area, or protect that part. So depending upon the context, they use the cases. That is not important here. Which part protected by Devi with which name? That is important. Okay? So it's a thorough, if you see, if you are thorough with all the names of all the parts, and when you chant, you can chant slowly, you can be with every part mentally. Isn't it? Very nice. Very, very nice. If you know, if you understand what you're chanting. When you complete everything, they'll ask you. Okay, so I should have a lot of confusion. I had to come to some other place, Prabhuji's house here, because the connection was not okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow.